Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I mentioned it yesterday, Bob, but on the weekend went to Loxton to have a look at the Christmas lights.
Had a great time.
Yeah, it's really nice over there. Loxton are known for it. They're brilliant. But one thing I did notice is that as you're coming into town, hit the roundabout, I was like, oh, look at all the lovely Christmas decorations they've got in the middle of the roundabout, including a giant, I think it's like a wireframe tree. But Corbin and I were like, it's a bit weird. Loxton are really, really good at their lights. What's wrong with the tree? Like, it wasn't, it was like it was half switched on. Looked like they'd just sort of, I don't know, not putting a lot of effort into it.
Not up to the, I guess, standard you used to.
That's exactly right. Well, last night on Facebook, I was on the Loxton Lights Facebook page, and it turns out people are climbing the tree and have broken the lights. So that it, as it is because people have destroyed it.
It's vandalism.
It is vandalism. Guys, there are a lot of things you can do in the Riverland. Even Loxton, visit the historical village. Go to Whistling Kite Vineyards and, you know, do a wine tasting. I don't know, walk the lovely walking trails. Why are we climbing a tree?
Because they took down the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel has left the Riverland. There's nothing else to climb now.
Hang on. You don't climb a Ferris wheel.
No, I'm not endorsing it, but I'm saying the daredevil's out there.
So the daredevils were climbing the Ferris wheel, and you think that they can't do it anymore.
Well, they
so
can't. What are they going to climb? Go to the tree.
Look, climbing for me is dangerous anyway. I have fallen out of a tree before.
Oh, I've never climbed a tree.
You've never climbed a tree.
I don't think I can do it.
Not even as a kid in the backyard.
Oh, I just didn't have the confidence, didn't like the heights, didn't have the trees. When we were on Lake Bonnie for a friend's their birthday party for their son over the weekend, we were trying to hang up a piñata and someone was just going to send Whitey up the tree and I thought, can't do it.
You've never climbed a tree.
I reckon I've never climbed one.
I mean, I wouldn't recommend. Like I said, it's very dangerous. I have fallen out of
a tree
before.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if anything, it means I'm innocent from climbing the Loxton Christmas tree.
But that's exactly what someone who climbed the tree would say, isn't it? Interesting. I'm going to have to do some detective work. Well, see what you're up to.
Just watch me for 48 hours not climb a tree.
No trees.
No, he's sitting down. He seems pretty comfortable.